This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be here for another great show. If you would like to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, you can log on to the Village Green website, who is our sponsor, at www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, it'll take you to our previously recorded shows, and you can download and listen to all of them for absolutely free. It is a wonderful resource and a great educational tool. I've got a great show lined up for you. I'm so happy to have in studio with me today the wonderful Mary Showman. We're going to be talking about thyroid health. This should be a really great show, jam-packed with a huge amount of information. I've had Mary on the show before, and we've talked about some of the basic introduction to thyroid issues. This show today is not necessarily, I'm hoping to guide it so it's not thyroid 101. We're hoping to take you more on the advanced thyroid module for people that already are kind of know about their thyroid illness or are aware of it and are looking for better strategies in managing it. I'm going to introduce Mary before we get into this topic. She's a patient advocate and author. Mary Showman transformed her 1995 thyroid diagnosis into a mission to educate and empower others struggling with thyroid and hormonal conditions. Mary has written a number of best-selling books on thyroid disease, hormones, and weight loss, and is a nationally known patient activist. In addition to her work with About.com, Mary founded thyroid-info.com and has published the popular Sticking Out Our Necks thyroid newsletter since 1997. Mary Showman has co-authored a new book with Baywatch star Gina Nolan titled Beautiful Inside and Out, Conquering Thyroid Disease with a Healthy, Happy, Thyroid Sexy Life. It is the most comprehensive, user-friendly handbook available for anyone suffering from thyroid disease. Everything you need to know to reclaim the happy, healthy, wonderful life you deserve. Thank you, Mary, for being here with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. It's a pleasure to be here.
So it says a number of best-selling books. Come on, how many is it now?
I think it's about three or four that have been bestsellers, and the rest of them are still in print and great. Chugging along. So
proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so great to have you here. So, Mary, we kind of introduced you a little bit. I'm going to sort of field a few questions to you. We're going to start off with just some basic info about thyroid. Maybe you can just explain to listeners what is hypothyroidism and how might somebody know if they're suffering from it. We're going to get into lab tests later. Maybe just a quick overview of some of the symptoms that people should look out for, because it can be quite variable.
Sure. Well, just as a very basic point, the thyroid is a very small butterfly-shaped gland located in the neck, and it's your master gland of metabolism. So it is responsible for delivering oxygen and energy to all the cells, tissues, organs, and other glands in the body. So when the thyroid is not working properly, or it slows down for any one of a number of reasons, we have a condition called hypothyroidism, which means then that oxygen and energy is not getting to the various places in the body it needs to go. And the signs and symptoms of that really are mimicking slowing down of various bodily processes. So we see fatigue, we see slower thinking, slower digestion, constipation, cold body temperature or coldness in the extremities, hair loss, depression. And one of the big complaints that a lot of thyroid patients have, in addition to the depression, brain fog, and fatigue, is weight gain. Mm-hmm. These are just a few of the most common symptoms, but at loss of the outer edge of the eyebrows, mm-hmm. changes in the skin, dryness in the skin, fertility problems, recurrent miscarriage, low sex drive. So really anything that involves a slowing down of essential body processes really can be a symptom of an underactive thyroid.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are a great list. And there's some other random ones that I see clinically that RNOI is associated with frequent infection, certainly.
Yes.
I mean, I have one patient, the only thing that she knows when she's hypothyroid, she doesn't get any of the weight gain, any of the fatigue, but she gets really chronic sinus congestion and frequent sinus infections.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones that I've seen are sensitivity to allergies. So people become very hyperreactive. I have another patient, the only way she knew that she was hypothyroid, she had the rejection of some dental material that was put in her mouth, a horrible allergic reaction. She had had major surgery, and during that surgery, screening process found she was hypothyroid. As soon as they regulated her thyroid, all of her reactions stopped. So, you know, it can really be anything, and it is a simple test oftentimes to figure it out. I mean, it can be a little bit more involved at times, but let's talk about how do people, if they have symptoms, how do we sort of start the process of understanding, could I be dealing with a thyroid issue?
Absolutely. Well, I think first we want to cast the widest net, and really then we're looking at what are the conventional doctors going to do? What are you likely to get at your HMO or your insurance-covered doctor? And there you're typically going to be looking at the TSH, or thyroid-stimulating hormone test. This is a blood test that is measuring a pituitary hormone. So it's a secondary hormone to try to pick up on what's going on with the thyroid. So this test, if someone is profoundly or overtly hypothyroid, this test will pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's considered a decent screening for overt hypothyroidism. And that's the one that's the most readily available to the largest majority of patients. Even at health fairs, in some cases, you mm-hmm. can get a TSH test.
Yeah, they do it with a blood spot now sometimes, correct?
Exactly. Yep. There's even a blood spot test for TSH that can do a rapid mm-hmm. TSH measurement. So that's really the first line test. But I think one of the issues that thyroid patients or potential thyroid patients who may not know they're a thyroid patient yet face is that the TSH test is so heavily relied on and is actually in some cases worshipped by the mm-hmm. conventional medical world as the gold standard and the only way to diagnose and manage hypothyroidism. And the challenge there is that even amongst the most conservative and conventional doctors, they can't even agree on what the normal range is for the TSH test. So you can get a TSH test and have a result that comes back at 5, which is about the upper edge of the normal level, according to most laboratories. And one doctor will say, okay, you're borderline hypothyroid, we're going to go ahead and treat you. And another doctor will say, hey, you're fine, mm-hmm. your problem's not your thyroid. So we've got that challenge to deal with, is that the different interpretations of what the normal is. We also know from the integrative and naturopathic world that a top-of-the-range thyroid TSH test may not, in fact, reflect optimal thyroid function. So even going by TSH alone, a lot of the doctors that I talk to who are doing cutting-edge work really like to see people with a TSH below 2 or below 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
But even TSH can be a sort of mistaken path to completely rely on, because what a lot of doctors really like to do is look at the actual thyroid hormone circulating in the bloodstream. And that involves doing a free T4 and free T3 test. These are the two key hormones that the thyroid produces. And by getting a measurement of the actual available unbound thyroid hormone circulating in the bloodstream, we can get a much better picture of what really is going on and whether there are resistance issues or pathway problems or other types of things that may be making the TSH less reflective of the actual situation that's going on a physiologic level in the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And then to even make it more complicated in some ways, there are some people who, because of chronic stress or adrenal fatigue or nutritional issues or other types of challenges to their processing of thyroid hormone, may be producing something called reverse T3, which mm-hmm. can get in the way of the body's ability to utilize T3, which is the active hormone. That's what's going in and delivering that powerhouse of oxygen and energy. So if the reverse T3 is elevated, even if everything else looks like it's in perfect shape, that can be a sign that someone is hypothyroid at what we call a cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of cast the wide net to try to get the people who are overtly hypothyroid get into a little bit more of an analysis of what actual circulating thyroid hormones are going on, take a look at that reverse T3 and see whether there's a blocking process that's maybe interfering. And then the final step is also the thyroid antibodies test, because some people may have everything looking exactly normal, but if their antibodies are elevated, which is suggestive that they have an autoimmune attack on their own thyroid gland, they can be symptomatic. they can have all of the thyroid symptoms, all the blood work except for those antibodies can look normal. And the great part of it is that research has shown that some dietary changes, some lifestyle changes, and in some cases, preventive low-dose thyroid treatment may prevent them from progressing to overt hypothyroidism. So it might actually keep them in somewhat of a remission. Mm-hmm. So it sounds complicated to people, but if they're in the hands of a knowledgeable integrative physician, they can walk them through these steps as necessary. But I think the key message is if you get that phone call from your doctor and they say, your thyroid is normal, that's just the beginning of the conversation.
Yeah. That was such a great summary. Thank you. And it was a lot of information. So let's just distill it down a little bit before we go to our first break. That's the most common thing that I hear. You know, people may come in with some symptoms that look like hypothyroidism. And I definitely encourage people to, you know, look at resources where they have symptom checklists. Of course, many other things can look like hypothyroidism, but it's important to start taking stock. And we know that hypothyroidism is more common in women, and particularly times where you see it crop up, maybe around pregnancy, either during or just after delivery. And then certainly during the perimenopausal or, you know, the transition into menopause is often a very likely time for a woman to get diagnosed with hypothyroidism. And of course, there's all these other hormonal changes occurring. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what's going on. But if symptoms are starting to add up, first it's assessing, could hypothyroidism be my problem? Right. And then go to the doctor. People ask for the test. And I say, well, what were your results? What was the outcome when your doctor tested you? And they said, oh, well, they said my thyroid was fine. And that is the end of the story. You know, and most people take that at face value. And because most lab tests are pretty black and white, abnormal or normal. With thyroid, as you just explained, it's not quite that way. So let's really distill it down and talk about if somebody's walking into a doctor's office and they really want a thorough investigation of what is going on with my thyroid, what are the, usually there's about four, what are the most important tests that we want people to ask for by name so that anybody who's listening can kind of rewind this and listen to it again and get that list?
Sure. Well, I think one of the things I want to mention before we talk about the tests is that any doctor who's worth his or her salt is going to do a clinical assessment and a clinical examination.
Right.
So they are going to put hands on your neck. Mm-hmm. They're going to feel for enlargement or lumps and bumps or irregularity in your thyroid gland. They're going to check your reflexes because reflexes that are very slow or less responsive can be a very obvious clinical sign of an underactive thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take a look at the outer edges of your eyebrows. They're going to look at your skin. Is there a puffiness or edema in your hands, your under eye area, your feet, etc.? So they're also going to ask you about your symptoms and your family history of autoimmune disease and thyroid disease. So that is always a good starting point in, mm-hmm. in my thinking. But as far as the actual tests that really should be done, I think, at the first stage to suss out whether someone has a thyroid issue or to rule it out or rule it in, really would be the TSH test, the free T4 or free thyroxine. That is a measurement of the storage hormone. The thyroid produces these two key hormones as well as a number of other hormones, but T4 is the stored hormone. It needs to be converted into T3 in order to be used by the body. But it would be measuring the available and unbound. That's why free T4 mm-hmm. versus total T4 is more useful to many practitioners. The free T3 or free triiodothyronine. And T3, as I mentioned, is the active hormone. This is the one that goes in and delivers that oxygen and energy. So getting a picture of the free T3 level is very important to understanding what's really going on at the cellular level. I would add the thyroid peroxidase antibodies, sometimes abbreviated TPO or anti-TPO. This is a test that is going to measure the body's attack on the thyroid gland. That is usually characteristic of Hashimoto's disease, which yeah. is one of the most common autoimmune conditions and one of the primary causes of hypothyroidism, at least in the United States. That would be my baseline of the key tests to start with. If you're working with a particularly good doctor or you have other co-indicating signs or coincident kinds of issues, for example, if you are having really unusual sleep cycles, then you would probably also want the doctor to be looking at a 24-hour saliva cortisol and mm-hmm. DHEA to get a picture of what's going on with the adrenals. If you are extremely frustrated with difficulty losing weight and you've been trying to lose weight or you're a chronic yo-yo dieter, then we definitely want to get that reverse T3 right up front. And a lot of doctors that I know, if a patient is struggling with hair loss, which is one of the, it seems to be, people dismiss it as, oh, what's the big deal? It's just hair. But for women, it's one of the really troubling symptoms of hypothyroidism. And if the hair is shedding or breaking or people are losing a lot of hair, then we also want to see a ferritin level.
Right, which is iron stores.
Exactly, stored iron. So, and vitamin D, of course, is always kind of a baseline, especially with autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that that is supported because that's so important to the overall health and to the immune system as well. So those would be some of the additional tests that I think come into the picture. And there's even more depending on what other symptoms are going on. But that would be a good sort of starting point for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. The TSH, the free T3, the free T4, and the TPO antibodies are always a great place to start. And, you know, just these tests aren't always as easy as just walking into your doctor's office and asking because, you know, we're going to talk about some of the treatment challenges in the next segment. A lot of doctors really feel that some of these tests are not valuable. The TPO antibodies, it doesn't really change your traditional approach to managing thyroid, but it can make a huge difference in outcomes if you're working with the right practitioner. And the same thing is true with the free T3. Many doctors just assume that the body can convert T4 to T3 and there's no need to measure it. But this is so oftentimes the linchpin in whether or not people are going to be well or how, you know, the big difference in managing their thyroid. So when we come back from the break, we're going to have Mary here as well with us, and we're going to be discussing some of the most common treatment challenges that come up and some of the ways that you can advocate yourself to get better treatment and better outcomes for your thyroid condition. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I am honored and privileged to have with me here in the studio today patient advocate and author Mary Shulman, who has written numerous, I think at least three or four, best-selling books on thyroid disease. She is a patient advocate. She has been since her thyroid diagnosis in 1995. She runs the About.com website on thyroid health and also founded thyroid-info.com. Her websites are a wealth of information related to thyroid health, and so many people use her resources to advocate for themselves to get better thyroid treatment and better thyroid care and management. She has also recently co-authored a book with Baywatch star Gina Nolan titled Beautiful Inside and Out, Conquering Thyroid Disease with a Healthy, Happy Thyroid Sexy Life. It's a great book available on Amazon.com, it's really, really great resource. So, Mary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero.
Sure. So in the last segment, we really did some intro stuff. We covered a lot of information about intro to hypothyroidism, some symptoms. We talked a lot about some of the testing and how to advocate for yourself to get some of the best testing. The next biggest issue that I see, once people sort of are appropriately diagnosed, is how are we going to treat them? And, you know, there really is just this idea that there's, in most medical models, there's only one way to treat a thyroid patient. And that's the use with what's considered sort of gold standard thyroid treatment, which is typically a drug called Synthroid. There are some generic variations, but pretty much aside from that, there's very little willingness to use other medication interventions. And I've worked with so many people that have had thyroid conditions and had it for 15, 20, 25 years and still never been educated or never been given any other options besides, you know, these very standard options like Synthroid. So I think it's really important to spend some time discussing the options that are out there for people. They're not the answer for everyone, but in some cases, they most certainly are. So can you kind of take us through what are the sort of standard medication options, and what are the other options out there for people, and why might they be good options for people to explore?
Sure. Well, you mentioned Synthroid, and Synthroid is the top-selling brand name of the drug generically called levothyroxine or L-thyroxine, and this is a synthetic version of the T4 hormone. And so the other brands we'd see are Levoxyl, Levothyroid. Well, actually, Levothyroid, I think, is going off the market. We have a lot of different generic manufacturers of levothyroxine, and then there's also a new capsule liquid formulation of levothyroxine called Tyrosint that is fairly new to the market. And the idea that the conventional medical world has, and we have a generation of doctors that have been trained this way in the conventional medical schools, is that anyone who is hypothyroid for whatever reason can take this T4 synthetic, and the body will do the job of converting the T4 into the T3 that we need for the active hormonal action at the cellular level, and all is well. There's no need for anything else in the picture. And for a subset of patients, that is true. People oftentimes say to me, what's the best thyroid medicine? And they want me to name a brand or name a combination or tell them one specific. And what I say is the best thyroid medicine is the one that works best and safely for you. And it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition. Unfortunately, I think the endocrinology world and a lot of the conventional medical world does think it's a one-size-fits-all proposition and that everyone simply should take some version of levothyroxine. And if they continue to have symptoms or don't feel well, then the problem is not their thyroid. Mm-hmm. And even among the levothyroxine patients, and some people who will do well on it, we also see that there's variations in the different drugs. Synthroid, for example, has acacia, which is a component of tree bark, and it has lactose in it. Mm-hmm. So it can be an allergen for people who have pollen allergies or people who are lactose intolerant. Some of the other drugs have different fillers and dyes that can cause sensitivities in some patients. That's where Tyrosint comes in because of the liquid capsule. It's very hypoallergenic, and it is designed to bypass absorption and gastric issues. People with ulcers or irritable bowel syndrome, et cetera, may tolerate and absorb it better than the typical tablets. But the problem here, and it goes back to what we were talking about with the blood tests, is if we're only looking at the TSH or we're only looking at what the T4 is doing, we don't really know what's happening at the cellular level as far as the active thyroid hormone. And that's where T3 comes in. And this is a more controversial area for the endocrinologists and the conventional medical world. But for years, a lot of non-endocrinologist practitioners working with thyroid patients have been utilizing various combinations of medications that include T3 in addition to the T4 for their thyroid patients. So the most common way that this is done is the use of a drug called natural desiccated thyroid. The most common brands that people might hear there would be Armour Thyroid or Nature Throid or West Throid or Urfa Thyroid from Canada. There's also a decent generic that's made by a company called Acela, and it's just NP Thyroid. And this is the desiccated or dried thyroid gland of a pig. So it's referred to as porcine thyroid. And it is delivering the levels of T4 and T3 that are similar in ratio to a human thyroid gland. It also includes a variety of other components, including calcitonin and T2 and T7 and some various thyroid hormones that we don't even know exactly what they do, but it's much closer in a lot of ways to what the human thyroid gland would be producing if it were optimally functioning. So some patients have found that the natural desiccated thyroid is very effective. The challenge here is that this is a drug that's been on the market since early 1900. And actually, it was the first thyroid drug to treat hypothyroidism.
It wasn't even a prescription until, I think, the 70s?
I think it was maybe the 50s, yeah. I think, when actually it became prescription when
they developed the synthroid T4s.
Came. Right. Yep. And then all of a sudden the doctors are like, oh, this is old-fashioned and this is, you know, grandma's medicine. But here we have this nice new synthetic medicine, and that's what we want everybody to be on. But there are there's 115 years of history of use of this drug, and some people simply do better on it. We don't even know exactly what all the aspects are. We know that the T3 can be a help to some people who need it, but the natural version seems to work better for a subset of patients.
It really does, because you can also, as we're going to talk about, use synthetic T4, T3 combinations, but sometimes it's not just about delivering the hormone. It seems to be the way that people's body absorbs and utilizes the hormone. And there is something to be said for these natural extracts, and some people's bodies just utilize them so much better.
Exactly. Yep. But as you mentioned, in some cases, people seem to do better with a synthetic T4, and then they can also add a synthetic T3. Mm-hmm. And the brand name for synthetic T3 is Cytomel. There's also a generic Cytomel. And people also can get, and I know some doctors really prefer, time-released or sustained-release compounded T3, which is a slower delivery because T3 has a very short half-life in the body. It's very rapid-acting, and it can be too stimulating for some people if it's getting delivered in a pill form. But when it's coming in a time-release capsule, it's releasing more like a natural thyroid gland would be releasing it, and it alleviates any of the side effects, such as maybe a rapid heart rate or feeling a little bit of nervousness or anxiety, which can sometimes come with too much T3 or taking T3 in a straight form. Yep. So some people do better with the synthetic addition of T3 to their T4 regimen. Some people do better with natural desiccated thyroid. And then there are multiple combinations thereof. It's kind of a Chinese menu approach because there's some patients that do beautifully with a little bit of natural thyroid and some extra time-release T3. Mm-hmm. Other people are taking a Synthroid and they're taking an extra little bit of Armour or Nature Throid with it. Some people, there's a subset of people and some doctors are starting to use this that actually prescribe straight T3 in a time-released form for some patients who do not simply seem to respond at all to T4 as a therapy. So we have all these different variations. So going back to the initial point, one size definitely does not fit all. Yep. The biggest challenge, though, is most of your doctors are going to say to you, there's only one treatment, and it's levothyroxine, and there's Synthroid brand or generic, but that's pretty much your choice. And patients, I think, deserve to know that there are a number of options and that they've been studied and have found to be safe and effective, and as effective or if not more effective in some cases than Synthroid alone. There have been a number of studies, including one in 2009 in the European Journal of Endocrinology, that found that patients preferred, substantially, the majority of patients preferred a T4, T3 regimen. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a study that was looking at the synthetic combination, but it showed that they absolutely felt better and preferred the addition of T3, so the combination therapy versus T4 alone. Mm-hmm. And that was a very reputable study in a huge journal, double-blind, peer-reviewed, the whole bit. So a lot of doctors kind of want to close their eyes and say, well, we're not going to pay attention to that. We're just going to stick with what we've got. But the integrative and naturopathic and more holistic medical professionals, I think, are much more on the front lines in trying to advance this kind of information.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a good point. You know, there's no bigger resistance in the traditional endocrinology and even primary care setting, because a lot of people don't ever make it to an endocrinologist to manage their thyroid. There's a huge resistance to using the natural desiccated. Now, this is a very charged issue. The whole idea of what type of thyroid medication to use, in my opinion, is very dogmatic on both ends. You have the traditional endocrinologist and traditional primary care doctor worlds where it's Synthroid and synthetic levothyroxine, and that's it. And then oftentimes you can swing completely in the opposite direction where you get integrative physician or naturopathic doctors who feel that glandulars are the only way to go. And I think it's so important to drive home the fact that it's whatever works best for the person, because I've had patients that do horrible on synthetics and wonderful on the glandulars, and patients who do horrible on the glandulars. They feel awful and they really need the synthetics to manage. Now, I would say there's bigger resistance to getting on one of the natural desiccated thyroids, because most people are entering into the world at an endocrinologist's office or at a primary care's office. And the stigma is, and the message is always, no, those medications are unreliable. They're not safe. We don't use them. If you want them, go to a different practice. And there's a lot of misinformation about it. So you mentioned the study that came out in 2009 on synthetic T4, T3 combinations, but there was also a good study that was done at Walter Reed Medical Center that just came out about, was it 2012, I think?
13.
2013, mm-hmm. Just last year, that a doctor did a trial using natural desiccated thyroid. And I'll let you explain basically what the findings were.
Well, the findings were that there were no issues that suggested that the natural desiccated thyroid was in any way inferior to the synthetic T4.
Yep.
And in fact, there were some preference issues on the part of the patients for the natural desiccated thyroid. And I believe that was the study, and maybe you remember this too, Dr. Passero, that showed that the patients that were on the natural desiccated thyroid also lost a few extra pounds.
Yeah, 3 to 4 pounds weight loss,
right,
in the desiccated versus no weight loss in,
exactly,
the synthetic. Yep.
And I think that some of the doctors that I heard sort of denigrate the study said, well, 3 or 4 pounds, what's the big deal?
Well.
But to thyroid patients who struggle and work very hard for every half pound,
right,
of weight loss, a 3 or 4 pound loss can be a fairly, I mean, that could be 5%,
right,
body weight. So this is not insignificant.
No, and it is a big deal, because that's just based on a medication switch. We're not assuming that the people did any type of exercise or diet,
exactly,
modification. So what it means is that their metabolism is actually working now. So if they implemented a diet and exercise program, their potential to lose more weight, from my experience, would be much greater.
Right.
This was a blinded study. It was on 70 patients, ages 18 to 65. And basically, when, you know, the study, patients were asked which regimen they preferred, and almost 49% preferred the natural desiccated thyroid versus almost 19% who preferred the levothyroxine or synthetic, and 33% really didn't specify a preference. So
mm-hmm.
There was definitely a bias towards wanting the natural thyroid. And more important than showing that natural thyroid is better than the synthetic, with this study, the value that I see in it is it finally proves that it's not any worse,
right,
which is basically what every doctor will say about the natural desiccated thyroid, is that it's so much worse.
Right. They, yep, they say it's hard to regulate you. It's,
yep,
going to make your heart rate too high.
Yep.
It's not potent. It's not safe. It's not,
right,
standard. They have a whole litany of excuses why they think it's not appropriate. And yet we have, decades of experience and doctors that have been prescribing these drugs for years and who have thousands of patients who are safely taking them, who are,
right,
regulated beautifully. So we know, whether it's anecdotal information or not, we know that patients do well on these drugs and that they are a safe alternative and may be the right fit for certain patients.
Right. And that's it. We're not on a soapbox here to say that it's the best way and that that's what everybody should do.
Right.
We're here to say that it should be a viable option for a thyroid patient if they're not feeling well on the intervention that the doctor's given. And the reality is that these medications are not given a chance and people aren't given an option to even try them. And they really should. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up the conversation. In the next segment, Mary, I want to talk a little bit about the autoimmune aspect of thyroid, because as we know, 80% of women that have hypothyroidism have it related to this autoimmune condition. So it is a factor. And again, it's something that's pretty much totally ignored in the conventional medical world. They just say, well, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the way that we treat you. But from an integrative naturopathic perspective, there's a lot we can do to manage the immune system, and it greatly improves outcomes with thyroid treatment. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're having a great conversation. I have patient advocate and author Mary Showman here in the studio with me today, and we're discussing thyroid issues. Please use her resources as a way to educate yourself further beyond this radio show. She's written 3 or 4 New York Times best-selling books on thyroid and thyroid management and hormone management. You can also check out her websites at thyroid-info.com and about.com. The hypothyroidism section of it is all run by Mary, and it is a wonderful site with amazing information that's updated every single day. She's just written a new book with Gina Nolan, who is a previous Baywatch star, and the book is titled Beautiful Inside and Out, Conquering Thyroid Disease with a Healthy, Happy Thyroid Sexy Life. It's available on Amazon.com. It's a great book. I own a copy and refer to it regularly and recommend it to patients regularly. In the last segment, we were talking about different options for medication for treating thyroid issues, and you know, we got kind of excited about it because this is an issue that I think helps a lot of people. And just yesterday, as I was getting ready to prepare for the radio show, in my inbox was an email that was sent to me from a patient who I had recently switched from synthetic T4, basically Synthroid, to Natrathroid, which is one of the glandular-based ones. Now, again, we're not on the soapbox here to tell everybody that they need to be on a glandular-based supplement, but what we're here to say is that if you're not happy currently with how you're feeling, or you're being treated for a thyroid issue and the doctor is saying that your numbers are normal, but you're still feeling like you have symptoms, the answer for you might be, it might be with a medication change. So this is the email that was sent to me yesterday. I had to send you this email, and I'm quoting here, I had to send you this email and let you know that since you got me started on Natrathroid, my whole life has changed. I literally feel like a new woman, especially since you recently adjusted the dose. I haven't felt this good, and I don't know how long. I have so much energy. My skin is no longer dried out. I just feel terrific. All I can say is I wish we would have tried this a long time ago. I think I went through 2 years of agony for nothing. But all I can say is thank you from the bottom of my heart. You can't imagine how much better I feel even just in the last 2 weeks since we adjusted the dose. So, I mean, that's a simple story, literally a change in life. And I see this happen when we just adjust the medication. I have another patient I could read a similar testimonial for that it was the exact opposite. She was at an integrative doctor's office and all they would prescribe is the Natrathroid. And she saw me in my DC practice, and I switched her over to a synthetic, and it changed her life. It made a world of difference. So having options with these medications, I can't underscore how important it is. All right. So before, let's move on from that, Mary. Let's talk about the autoimmune component of thyroid issues. What does this mean, and why is it completely ignored by most doctors, and what should we be thinking about when it comes to the autoimmune part?
Well, the autoimmune component is essentially the fact that the body, for a variety of reasons, in some cases genetics, stress, nutrition, environmental factors, sometimes starts to attack itself, kind of a friendly fire situation. And it starts to develop antibodies, which then attack glands, tissues, organs, etc. In the case of thyroid disease or Hashimoto's disease, we are creating antibodies that are attacking the thyroid gland, making it lumpy, bumpy. It can create nodular thyroid issues. It can cause atrophy of the thyroid. It can cause the thyroid to get very enlarged in some cases. And ultimately, this can slow the thyroid down over time and make it hypothyroid. Sometimes there are periods of hyperthyroidism, little spurts of overactivity as it starts to sputter and die out. But usually the end result is that it's slowing down over time and rendering you hypothyroid. We can measure for these antibodies with the thyroid peroxidase antibodies test, the TPO test. The challenge, as you mentioned, is that if you go to a lot of endocrinologists and you're hypothyroid and you say, well, do I have antibodies? Am I an autoimmune patient? They'll say, what does it matter? In fact, I came up with that with my own endocrinologist many years ago. I said, well, I'd like to have my antibodies tested. And she said, well, why bother? It's not going to change the way we treat you. And that's really the challenge. Conventional doctors don't have anything in their tool chest to deal with the antibody issue. Even the most conventional test, the most conventional research, though, has shown that giving a small dose of thyroid medication to someone who is symptomatic but has normal TSH, normal free T4, normal T3, but elevated antibodies may prevent progression to overt hypothyroidism. So some of the endocrinologists will give some thyroid medication in the face of elevated antibodies. But beyond that, a lot of them simply aren't curious enough to care.
Yeah.
And so that's really where we need to go to the holistic, the naturopathic, and the more nutritional end of things to look at what's in the tool chest to deal with the autoimmunity. Because fundamentally, autoimmunity is talking about an inflammatory state in the body, and it's an imbalance in the immune system. It's a dysregulation in the immune system. So some of the things that we know very specifically can help for thyroid are selenium supplementation. Mm-hmm. And there we want to do no more than about 400 micrograms from all sources. So people need to look at their supplements, their vitamins, and if they're a big Brazil nut fan, we want to make sure we're not going too much because you can get toxic on too much selenium. But selenium can modulate antibodies in some people. We also want to make sure that there is sufficient vitamin D. This can be a help as well. There's some evidence that some other supplements, fish oils, may have anti-inflammatory effects as well. There is a supplement that's a derivative of synthetic derivative of tobacco. The generic name is anatabine, which is being studied and may have the ability to lower some of the antibodies in Hashimoto's patients. But I think the big daddy for the holistic world, for the entire autoimmune realm of diseases, and in particular the Hashimoto's and Graves' diseases that affect the thyroid, is the diet and the impact of diet, and in particular the impact of gluten and wheat products. Because people will say to me, well, can't I cure my Hashimoto's? And I'll say, yeah, you can cure your Hashimoto's if you are a patient who has a sensitivity to gluten or wheat products and you're eating them, and that is the inflammatory trigger for you, and you cut that out of your diet. I have seen people whose antibodies went from 500 or 1,000 to normal and who were able to get off of all thyroid medication. They essentially go into a complete remission. And as long as they remain on a gluten-free diet, it would be considered a cure.
Yep.
For other people, going on a gluten-free protocol can lower those antibodies substantially, which will lower inflammation and reduce symptoms.
Yep.
So that's one of the most critical aspects to me. But we also want to look at nutritional and life stress. So we want to eat as cleanly as possible, get rid of toxins, pesticides, processed foods, excess sugar. We want to make sure we're getting proper sleep. We want to practice some stress management. Mm-hmm. All of the things that can cause stress to the body from a nutritional, from a lifestyle, from a rest and relaxation standpoint are all going to be important factors because they all have an anti-inflammatory effect on our overall lifestyle. So anything we can do to reduce inflammation, take better care of our body, support the immune system, the vitamin D, the B vitamins, the pantothenic acid. These are all going to be helpful to the bigger picture of autoimmunity.
So let's take a step back real quick and let's explain why is it important to deal with the autoimmune component? And I know it's a simple question, but I'd like you to explain it because it is so often overlooked and ignored, like it's not even an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it so important with long-term management of thyroid issues and overall outcomes to look at the autoimmune issue as an important part in modulating the immune system and thyroid issues?
Well, I think with thyroid, the more that we can calm that thyroid down and reduce the inflammation, number one, it provides a more stable thyroid function because a thyroid that is getting inflamed and periodically calming down and getting inflamed again and coming down is going to be fluctuating up and down. So then you'll have a patient and doctor who are essentially chasing around the blood test results that are going up and down. And the level, you may be exhausted, they up your dose, then your thyroid kicks back into action. Now you're overdosed. Yep. I mean, you can go back and forth and swing like a seesaw. So that is not a good place to be as a patient. Also, inflammation can cause a variety of other side symptoms. So if you're in an inflammatory state, even in the thyroid, other areas of the body may also be inflamed as well. Oftentimes we see gut and digestive inflammation. Mm-hmm. And then this opens you up to lowered immunity to a variety of infections. It also makes it harder to lose weight because if your digestion is not working properly, you're not absorbing nutrients. And we can see a variety of other issues showing up that are related to the inflammation. Even hair loss is related to an inflammatory state in the body. And as we're really beginning to understand some of the big daddy diseases like the heart disease and cancers are also driven in part by inflammation in the body. So the more we can reduce inflammation, we're going to see results not only on the thyroid front, but we're also going to see results in terms of better health and reduction of overall symptoms.
Right. Now, what about the notion that, if you have a lot of autoimmune activity going on, you can actually, degrade the gland a little bit faster? And the idea that, I've seen ultrasounds of people with the autoimmune condition and their thyroid, it looks like Swiss cheese is basically how it's described. So you're losing function and sometimes gaining more dependence on medication. Isn't it important to reduce that autoimmune activity to preserve your thyroid and to make sure that you're not getting that inflammatory reaction that can actually cause destruction?
Sure, as much as possible. I mean, people don't always think about it, but it's Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and itis is the term for inflammation. And if you think about if you have arthritis in your knee and you're not treating it and your knee is hugely inflamed, over time, it's going to degrade the joint, degrade the knee more than if the knee is being properly managed and the inflammation is less. You can move it and it's functioning. It's getting blood flow properly. So we definitely want to look at helping to preserve the thyroid as much as possible, reducing that inflammation, because that's also going to prevent atrophy of the gland or the enlargement of the gland, goiter. And the other issue is that elevated TSH levels or not optimally treated thyroid issues with autoimmunity is an increased risk for thyroid cancer. Mm-hmm. So that's another concern. If we have untreated people with elevated antibodies who are not getting any attention, that is a slightly, it's not a huge risk factor, but it is a slightly increased risk factor for developing thyroid cancer later.
Great. Yeah, thank you for touching on that. Okay, everybody, we're out of time for this segment. When we come back, we're going to be picking up the conversation. We may get into a little bit about how some of the other important hormonal systems of the body, like the adrenal glands and the sex hormones, relate to thyroid health. And I also want to just briefly touch on a nutrient that is a hot topic in thyroid health, which is iodine, and just briefly discuss, you know, really some of the realities behind pros and cons of iodine and the cautions that need to be taken into account when people are thinking about using this for a thyroid supplement. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. We are wrapping up a fantastic show with my friend and colleague, patient advocate, and author, Mary Showman, who's been here discussing thyroid health. We have covered so much information in today's show. I really encourage you, if it's been interesting to you, go to the archive show section at www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. Click on it. You'll want to listen to this show one or two times because you will pick up more information and different information each time you listen because it is really jam-packed with a lot of little pearls. In this last segment, we're going to touch on a couple other topics that are, you know, no less important than the other ones, but just in the interest of time, they kind of got pushed to the end. The first thing, Mary, that I want to discuss is the nutrient iodine, because we talked a little bit about in the last segment with the autoimmune component using vitamin D and selenium and omega-3s and dietary changes around gluten, all really, really great topics. And there's a lot of other stuff related to the autoimmune aspect of thyroid disease. But iodine is like everybody who has a thyroid problem who reads about it basically ends up thinking they should be taking iodine. Some doctors feel you should avoid it at all costs. Other doctors feel you should take massive amounts of it. I want your opinions because I think it's kind of the most logical opinion that, you know, I've heard, and it's the one that I sort of subscribe to as well.
Well, I think the confusion about iodine comes from the fact that iodine is the building block for thyroid hormone. So the body takes takes iodine out of it, out of our diet, out of the food that we eat and or supplements that we're taking, and it produces thyroid hormone from the iodine itself. So if you have no iodine in your diet, you are going to have a thyroid problem.
Yep.
And this is what we see in a lot of developing countries where there is severe iodine deficiency. And it's a plague in these countries because children are being born with mental retardation and a condition called cretinism because their mothers are severely iodine deficient during pregnancy. But here in the United States, with the supplementation of iodine into some of the breads and baked goods that has taken place over the last 50 years and people's penchant for table salt, we've generally been iodine replete or had enough iodine in our diet for at least a couple generations. However, in more recent years, we have had some shift in that people are moving away from salt or they've replaced iodides with bromides in some of the breads and baked goods. And so we are starting to see a slight increase back towards some iodine deficiency. And I think it's maybe 15, 20% of the population, but it's also more endemic in women of childbearing age, which is a particular problem because women absolutely need to be iodine replete in order to sustain a pregnancy from the thyroid perspective. But the issue is you go to the natural food store, you go to an herbalist and you say, I have a thyroid problem, and immediately it's almost a Pavlovian reaction. Somebody's handing you some sort of iodine supplement or kelp or bladder rack or something else that includes a lot of iodine. And the issue here is one of moderation and maybe having a bit of a common sense about it. A little iodine is one of those things, if you don't have enough, you need more. If you have too much, it can be just as much of a problem.
Yep.
And for some autoimmune patients, taking high doses or even some iodine beyond the normal amount you might find in a multivitamin is like throwing gasoline on a fire.
Yep.
So the issue, I think, is you want to get tested for iodine deficiency and establish it. Typically, either it's a urinary iodine clearance test or perhaps your doctor might do a blood test, but the urinary test seems to be a bit more of an accurate picture. And if you are, in fact, deficient, and some of us are, particularly people that don't eat seafood, then we want to get some iodine supplementation, usually done as an iodine-iodide combination like iodorol or Lugol's solution. But to just go knee-jerk and say, okay, I'm going to take a lot of iodine or high-dose iodine or mega iodine therapy, I think is a mistake without testing, and it's not a do-it-yourself project. You need to do this under the guidance of a practitioner because you can actually make things worse rather than better if you're going willy-nilly into this without enough information and knowledge of how to do it properly.
Yeah, there's a lot of literature and data out there, especially on the internet and other sources that really are promoting high-dose iodine therapy for any kind of thyroid condition. And, you know, the reality is in a small percentage of people that high-dose iodine therapy may be a significant and useful treatment therapy for them, but there's probably twice as many people that the iodine could potentially have a really negative impact. Everything from fueling an autoimmune reaction, watching antibody levels go up, to really causing a lot of symptoms and overexcitability and overstimulation of the thyroid that's not healthy. And I've had people who have come to me who have tried these things on their own, and basically they've pushed themselves into a hyperthyroid state that took years to come out of. Or taking too much iodine can push you into a hypothyroid state by shutting down the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be used as a treatment for people with Graves' disease or with overactive thyroid because it can shut down thyroid function. So really, I agree with you. Moderation is the key. I don't think it's a supplement that people should be experimenting with, particularly at high doses. And there's just a lot of information out there sort of advocating for that. So I wanted to touch on it and make sure you're working with somebody who can really sort of guide you on it. So that pretty much wraps up our show for today. Mary, tell people where they can get more resources about thyroid health.
They can find me at thyroid.about.com, also thyroid-info.com. I'm also on Facebook at Thyroid Support, and they can follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Thyroid Mary.
Thank you so much, Mary. Everybody, that wraps up our show for today. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope this was a useful and informative hour for you. I'll be seeing you all in a couple weeks. In the meantime, I'm wishing you all the best of health. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.